It is an absolute pleasure to be joined right now by one of the great rising stars of TNA Wrestling. Many fans know him as Alex Shelley. Others know him as one half of the Motor City Machine Guns, coming off probably what is the match of the night last night at TNA Genesis against Team 3D. Would like to welcome Alex to JerryPark.com.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So, Alex, let's get right to it. You've been in TNA for many years now and seem to finally be getting your shot to play with the big boys, so to speak. How did the idea of the Motor City Machine Guns come about?
Actually, Chris Sabin and I started teaming about a year and a half ago in Japan for a company we both work for over there called Pro Wrestling 01 Max. They were the first ones to assemble us as a team for their tag team champions. We started doing shows in Japan and across the independents, and eventually they had nothing for us to do at TNA, so we pushed the team together here, and it managed to take off pretty well.
I guess your first introduction into the world of TNA in a big angle was when you were doing the Paparazzi Productions with Sting and getting all that footage, and that seemed to have a lot of momentum behind it. Why did that kind of fail off into the sunset, and then you were kind of stuck with anything?
I think each and every gimmick has a shelf life. You can only do the same thing for so long before it becomes stale, and you have to take chances and try new things. There was a gimmick I was never really comfortable with to begin with, although it did give me a few advantages in being able to cut promos on TV. But again, it was more so a matter of the times were changing, and you can't do the same thing forever.
Why did you feel uncomfortable with it?
The gimmick was never my idea. It was never something that was an extension of my personality. It was a rehash gimmick from Puerto Rico that they put on me.
And now that you're involved mainly in tag team matches, would you rather be in a tag team match or, you know, follow a singles career?
Either or. I mean, whichever one would end up making me the most money in the long run. But as far as wrestling goes, my preference there, I enjoy tag team wrestling a lot more than I do singles matches, just because you get the chance to be a lot more creative there, and there's a lot more going on.
Now you're involved in this feud with Team 3D, one of the most decorated tag teams in the history of wrestling. Did the idea of this feud come from you and Chris? I mean, this is basically your guys' biggest feud as members of the Motor City Machine Guns, or was this something the creative team came up with?
It was something they came up with. It's definitely our biggest matches to date in TNA, as a team especially. But the idea for it definitely didn't come from us.
And how have you liked the experience so far working with Team 3D? A lot of people say that obviously one of the best tag teams, they work a very physical style, but can obviously bring out the best in their opponents. Specifically last night's match, were you happy with it?
As far as working with them goes, we prefer a more physical style. Like I said, when we first started teaming, it was in Japan, and they have a very physical style over there. The pro wrestling over there is a lot closer to Pride or K1 or MMA. It's all very closely intertwined. So as far as the in-ring action goes, we like to hit as hard as we can, to be honest with you. We like to be creative, too. I was happy with how things came out, especially considering we got the win.
What are your thoughts on tag team wrestling in the business in general? It seems to, especially, TNA has a focus on it, WWE not so much. Are you trying to go back to, you know, those 80s days with the Hart Foundations, the British Bulldogs, that time? Is that what you're looking to do? Because it seems as though a lot of tag teams now, they'll stick around for 6-7 months and then, you know, maybe break off, feud with each other. There's no real patience with teams nowadays.
I think the problem with a lot of tag team wrestling is that the teams aren't teams themselves. They're assembled. They're two single wrestlers that end up getting put together. And it's easy to tell when you just look at them and the guys' costumes don't even match or they look completely different. I think Saban and I are bringing back the Brothers tag team, you know, a la the Midnight Express or the Hart Foundation or the Bulldogs. And I think there's a resurgence of tag team wrestling going on in a lot of places right now. I think there's a lot of great teams out there all over the world in all sorts of different countries, especially in North America. I do think that it would be cool to bring back the continuity of a lot of the 80s teams. We've actually had Jim Cornette offer to come up to us and help us. He was actually giving us ideas for a lot of the old spots he used to do with the Midnight Express, which was a great honor. And he said he's going to help us out a lot with that from now on. That's one of the best minds for tag team wrestling, period.
Now, you mentioned Jim Cornette, and back in those days, a lot of tag teams used to have managers, mouthpieces, if you will. Is that something you'd be interested in incorporating within your team?
Absolutely not. I'm perfectly confident in my own ability to speak on the microphone and get storylines and points across in that sense. Furthermore, I don't want anybody else doing the talking for me because they don't understand quite what our gimmick is about. I don't think there'd be any advantage to having us get a manager who is a female or somebody in their 40s or somebody who's not us. We understand ourselves better than anyone else, and if I can convey that verbally, then I think I should be the one to do so.
So you mentioned that you're the best at obviously conveying and portraying your character on television. What are the Motor City Machine Guns about? What is kind of your tagline, if you will?
That's pretty easy. We're just punk kids from Detroit, which isn't far from a stretch at all. There's a lot of kids our age in Detroit, you know, and Detroit has a history of being a real creative city, of being a dark, brooding rock and roll place. A lot of great music and pop culture things have come from that city, and that's pretty much everything we represent.
Are you afraid of potentially maybe, you know, because you talk so much about Detroit and Michigan and why that gives you some sort of focus, it may, I'm not saying it will, but potentially kind of alienate the other fans in different cities and say, well, these guys are so local and, you know, they're only representing Michigan. They don't really care about, you know, the West Coast or the South or whatever.
I definitely have thought about that before. My biggest concern isn't so much with the West Coast or the East Coast, but more so the South. And when we did the pay-per-view in Atlanta, I wasn't sure how we would be received. I know that we were in Nashville. However, it was before we were officially teaming, but nobody really cared about us there either. But so far, so good. And it hasn't really been a big deal. And we've gotten contacted by people from all across the country who say they love our gimmick so far. So hopefully there's no sort of backlash like that. And the positive would be we're well received everywhere. And then when we're in the Midwest, we're the most over guys on the card.
More to that point, I had read some reports that at the Bound for Glory Fan Fest and throughout that whole weekend that your t-shirt was actually the highest selling t-shirt of all the TNA wrestlers. I mean, just if you can give us obviously that was a great thrill, but what did that mean for a team that obviously hadn't really reached its potential and you're going up against guys like Kurt Angle, Christian Cage with numerous amounts of merchandise, and here you are, your brand new idea that you came up with is now the highest selling shirt in TNA.
It was nice, especially when you consider that everything that we've come up with has been our idea. None of this was given to us. This isn't forced. We're not being given a personality. This is something we came up with on our own that we were doing elsewhere before we were doing it at TNA. And the shirt itself, I mean, I have to give TNA credit. It's a hell of a shirt. It looks like a skateboard shirt or a band t-shirt. It doesn't look like a pro wrestling t-shirt. At the end of the day, if you can move merchandise, that's just another credit to you, and another reason you should be positioned towards the top of the card because you're making people want to buy things that are associated with you.
Right now, as a member of the Motor City Machine Guns, are you more comfortable being a heel or babyface?
Babyface.
You'd rather go that route because mostly your run in TNA has been as a heel, right?
That's absolutely true. But again, you can only do something for so long before it gets tiresome.
All right, so now you look at the tag team wrestling landscape, and there's some great teams within TNA and overseas, and TNA does a lot of work with, you know, the promotions in Japan. What are a couple of teams out there that you'd love to kind of, you know, flex your muscles against?
It's tough to say who they would bring in, but if you're asking me, and if I have an open field and I can say whoever I want, our home company in Japan, Pro Wrestling 01 Max, there's two teams there that we would really enjoy to wrestle. And I have no idea if anybody listening to this or yourselves know who they are, but it's Minoru Fujita and Takuya Sugawara, and also Ikuta Hidaka and Naoki Tanizaki. They're the guys that we really, really, really want to wrestle. Those are the teams we want to go up against because we've worked those guys in different combinations before. As far as teams I'd like to see brought into TNA, Johnny Swinger and Joey Matthews had a tryout here about a month ago, and I thought they were an exceptional team, very different than anything we have on the roster. I think we could have some great matches with them too.
And last night you came off of a big win against Team 3D to elevate your team one higher step. Is that feud going to continue, or was that the blow-off?
I wish I could tell you, but I really don't know at this point.
All right, great. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time, and it's great to see you and Chris getting the push as the Motor City Machine Guns. All the fans on our site and around the wrestling world, they're just loving it right now. So I wish you continued success, and thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody who listened. I appreciate the opportunity.